Dreamscape presents The Star Sting Scale by C.S. Okaneda. Narrated by Rebecca Gibble. Chapter 1.
I'm not sure that I can help you.
On the contrary, I'm quite certain that you can. The well-kept blonde in her 50s bats her considerable lashes. Quite a feat, given the amount of Botox injected in her face. She sits opposite me, perched in a high bar stool at the back of the Algonquin, a dive we affectionately refer to as the Goon. Affection is perhaps too strong a word when talking about a dark, dank, 70s wood-paneled hole that smells like stale beer and jism. The former odor compliments of the full-time barmaid, lovely Linda, and the latter, a result of the brisk part-time business she transacts in the men's toilet on request. I'm Candace Starr, a woman who gets paid for a different kind of service. I still fit in here, but the blonde is definitely out of place. A friend of mine sent me, she says, flicking a strand of straightened hair off her polished forehead. She told me you assist in these matters, that you helped her with a rather difficult husband. Difficult husbands are a specialty of mine. Rarely in my line of work do you run into a husband who isn't difficult in some way. They cheat, they lie, and occasionally they smack their women around. It's like the metal in a wedding ring creates a strange magnetic force within a guy's body that sets off his asshole switch. Maybe wives should insist on a wooden band. I'm retired, I tell her. You look a bit young for that. I'm older than you'd think. I've managed to keep my looks over the years, despite my lifestyle. It's the Italian blood from my mother's side. That olive skin covers up a lot of hard living. The woman abandoned me on a median strip when I was 3. But at least she left me with a good complexion and a figure that holds up. Everyone thinks I'm in my early 20s, but I've been on the wrong side of 30 for a few years now. I've got legs that go all the way up to my armpits, at an age when most women are starting to gather ass up from around their ankles. I can make it worth your while, she says, batting her eyes again. The coach bag she's clutching costs more than a month's rent. I bet she can make it worth my while and then some. I'm impressed that she had the balls to come here, to track me down. Most society mavens like her would find a go-between to do this sort of dirty work. A gardener with
Sample complete. Ready to continue?